Hi, everybody. Well, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and today is Friday, and Friday means it's paranormal, so we have, normally a lot of paranormal questions since this is the day that we put them forward from the other shows. So let's clear the day. It's the 22nd of June, and we're in the year 2018. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we got a 3 2s there, looks like. So let's clear it again here. We're getting rid of 3 2s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And there's still some energy there. We'll see if anybody else picks up something. We'll just see if we need to clear it again in the show here. So let's bring up the light being or beings on your monitor screen or screens. Bring peace energy to you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you have a situation going on, a problem, a physical pain or something, let's clear that. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, well, turn it over to our co-host tonight, who is Kathy. So,
hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. And this is Creation Lightship Healings with Ron Amatron on BBS Radio Station 2. As you just heard, Ron just cleared today's date, June 22nd, 2018. There was the energetic energy of the 3 2s there. And energize a light beam, which we always appreciate for the peace energy it brings. And as Ron said, tonight is our theme of Paranormal Friday, which we give those questions priority. And we received a few during the week, Ron, that I'm going to get to right away. First, I want to remind everyone that there is going to be another special conference call healing session on Saturday, June 30th. This is how you have time to plan for it. It's called Spirit in the Box, and it's a basically Ron will find up to 6 of our spirits that have been stolen, split up and stolen, and bring them back to us, and then give us some integrative spirit energy as well. So we can feel more whole and complete for the parts of us that are missing. And so the Spirit in the Box is going to start at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, and the cost is $50 per attendee. Now, to register, the best thing to do, I think, is to go to the top of the page, creationlightship.com, and what right at the top, you'll see the name of that clearing, of that call. And you just click on that, and it has a description and a place to register and pay through PayPal. So that's going to be Saturday, June 30th. And then the last, one more thing Ron's got this month is the last healing intensive call, which will be Sunday, June 24th. And just to remind everybody, they start now at 11 a.m. And they're about 7 hours, so that'll go to approximately 6 p.m. Pacific time. And then, of course, Ron will put up his calendar shortly for the July intensives and some other things he's got going on in July, which Ron can announce himself later when he's ready. Okay, Ron, I'll get to the inbox here. Seems to me that some listeners are having problems with hauntings and spirits around them, or they're just concerned. So here's the first letter. I'm haunted by my sister's visits. My sister passed away last night from a terminal illness. I have no feeling about it at all, as we had a tumultuous relationship. I released her about 4 years ago, I haven't thought about her until a family member told me she was transitioning. She'd asked for me so I could go see her as she wanted to say goodbye. The family member cursed me, accusing me of being so cold, called me a name, and slammed the phone in my ear. Just the day before, I had felt a presence in my home and believed that it was my sister's spirit. I just told her to go away. So what clearing do you suggest, or clearings, should I do to get her away from me?
Okay, well, what's more than likely attaching to you is the emotional body. So the deceased loved one's emotional body is what you'd want to clear to get rid of that energy. The spirit, if you wish to have it not reincarnate, then you can do the spirit clearing for deceased loved ones. But the main one would be the emotional body to, you know, prevent it from, you know, coming to you and haunting you and bringing forth thoughts and memories from the past. So back to you.
Okay, so you said those would be the main ones. suppose she, would it be possible that she has energetic cords associated with her sister?
Yeah, and you may want to do some timeline crashing. You know, maybe soul family disconnect, that would be a good one. But since you mentioned the fact about the phone incident, you may want to do timeline crashing on that to release it from you. And whatever else seems to come up after you do that one. Remember, what happens is the one with the most negativity, the most charge on it, will come up first. And so that's what you want to definitely clear. And then you may have a few other ones throughout your life coming up, but just do timeline crashes on those until you feel like they're released from you. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. So, listener, if you do all that, please let us know how it turns out for you, because these are all supposed to bring us peace, and also it will be peaceful for the spirit of your sister. All right, so another person's asking about spirits. They're wanting to know if that any spirits that are... The question is, are spirits that are dead in the alien rebirthing process still? I wonder if they're asking if are spirits being rebirthed, or is there reincarnation going on still?
I haven't checked that one out yet. There probably shouldn't be, but I can't say that's 100% fact. Remember, there could be stuff that is time-related, and it's possible that there are something going on the timelines. Remember, timelines are still here. Saying in a different way, so if the aliens wanted somebody who died 100 years ago, we'll say, to be reincarnated next month on a certain day, that would be on a timeline. And that's already in motion. Will it happen? I don't know. But that's what they use as timelines. And that's probably why we have people who are maybe born, you know, premature, because they wanted you born at a certain time, or, you know, people that are, you know, held longer than normal. So remember, that has to do with when they want you to land here. So back to you.
The next part of the question is, do you know what will happen to those spirits that are waiting to be born? Are they like spirits in the box, trapped?
I would say that would probably be a correct answer, yes. Uh-huh. If they're held captive and, you know, they're waiting to come in, then, yeah, that they are trapped in a sense. I would say that would be correct.
Okay.
The traps until they reincarnate.
Okay. Well, I think they're good questions because after listening to you talk about, you know, different things that happen to our spirit and what can happen to them, I can't help but wonder, you know, if you want to bring in more spirits or what's going to happen to the ones that come here again or what's going on with them now. So, yeah, it's all part of the alien agenda. And that's why Ron created the healings he has that are found on his website, creationlightship.com. And for those who don't know, if you'd like to write to the radio show while we're talking here and you have some experiences to share or a question about something, or maybe you felt something during a healing Ron may do during the show, our email address is clsquestions@bbsradio.com. We also have a fast chat feedback form that's found on the BBS Radio page for Creation Lightship Healings, which is Ron's page on BBS Radio. And you would just click on option 2, and it will take you to a form that you can fill out and send in anonymously. So we'll continue in the inbox, Ron. Got some real good ones here. Just looking through real quick. People are using the alien attack clearing. And the subject of this one is, what's crawling on my scalp? This person has been running the eliminating alien attack day and night for the past 2 weeks, and each time for a minimum of 400 hours. They focused on maggots, worms, etc. However, they write, I'm still feeling head and hair sensations on the top of my head. It starts each night when I lay down. The sensations did stop the first week, but the past 2 nights, the clearings don't make a difference. They're back. So they're wondering what they should focus on, or is it just their hair? Is it their hair growing in?
Yeah, right. Well, what I would do is not sleep where you normally sleep, number one, because they may have your GPS location tagged. And maybe this stuff's in your pillow or something, and you know, or in your bed. We'll just say in your pillow to make it simple here. So you may want to, you know, maybe get rid of your pillow possibly, or try a different pillow. If another pillow, you know, is comfortable, then you may want to, you know, trash can your pillow that you've been using, if you do use a pillow. But you may want to, you know, sleep in the living room and just see if they are tagging you there. Because you need to find out if it's related to your bed, your location, or, you know, it should be timelines coming to you. So maybe they put timelines in, so when you go to bed, say, at 9 o'clock at night or something, right away the timelines get activated and they just run the same scenario again. So try a different location, a different sleeping location, and see if you have a remedy there. And the timeline crashes on, you know, what's crawling on you. You know, it does feel like some kind of alien critter, you know, having a good time, or many of them a good time on your head. So maybe you got the alien critter resort on the top of your head. And you got, you know, hundreds of them there coming because they like your head. So anyway, do those two things, see what happens. So, you know, it's possible that the clearing took them out, but the aliens go, wait a minute, we better redo those timelines, and we'll just copy and paste those timelines over on you again so that you can re-experience this. So that's what I would do is first locate your timeline crashes on it. So it's much like, you know, dreams in a sense. You got to get rid of the timeline, and then from there see how you're doing. So thanks for the question. Very good question. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so Ron, would you mind doing some healings on such energetic critters that this person may have described, or even some other ones that could be affecting our heads? for anyone else who might be listening and thinking, wow, I've got itches too.
Okay, so I'm not exactly seeing, I see many critters that could be on your head, okay, or on people's heads listening. So we'll just do a basic clearing for maybe an eight-legged little creature that's having fun on the top of your head. So here we go, releasing that energy. We'll just see if we can get them out up with one swipe here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll go to another body location. We'll go to our hands here and see what kind of critters are on our hands. Remember, people who shake hands and stuff exchange critters. And so maybe you have more now than you had when you woke up this morning. So here we go. We'll do the left hand, releasing what you have there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, man. Do right hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll get rid of the caterpillars that could be in your joints. So if you have it, stiff joints, make note of it now so I can release these from you. So these are the caterpillars. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. Let's do the octopus energies. Normally these tentacles wrap around your lungs and your heart. They do wrap around your shoulders and around your, you know, abdominal area, but a lot of times they cause constrictions for your heart and lungs. So here we go, taking the first tentacle off of you. Oh, boy. Okay, coming off. There, that one's released. And next one, we're cutting it up in little pieces now, and I'm sure they'll be on, well, maybe we'll give them to the alien buffet table someplace. Here we go. And more octopus tentacles. I mean, now remember, these are energetic. Second one's coming off. Okay, halfway off. Off. Okay, that's good. And now we'll do number three. Here we go. This one seems to be wrapped maybe underneath your armpits here, the way it looks. And some are pretty long, armpits, and going around your crotch and back up around your neck. So, you know, you're looking at things that could be 20 foot in length. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That one's released. And maybe we can get some comments. How do you feel, Kathy?
Oh, I'm feeling some warmth in those areas, especially under the armpits. Ooh. So for anyone else who felt anything, Ron just cleared critters off our heads, our hands, caterpillar energies out of our joints, and he just now cleared three different areas of our body, heart, lungs, and shoulders area, stomach, of the octopus tentacles, which are all energetic life forms that attack us and steal our life force energy and cause other problems because they're destructive and they're parasites. And so Ron has included these and many more on his Eliminating Alien Attack website. And this was just a sample. If you felt something, consider buying it for, I think it's $30 for a month, and it has a multitude of uses. It's got 10 options, and each option has a lot of choices. You can spend all day on it, like this listener did, and really get some results. Thanks for those, Ron. I just felt my hand kind of twitch. I guess I had some caterpillars in my right hand. I was thinking of that I probably did. Maybe I had some critters, too.
Yeah,
and it feels very warm. Ron, could you say that again? Your voice dropped out.
Okay, how about some energetic lice on your head?
Okay, I hear you.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. So I'll just comment here. Some people don't know when they're under attack, okay? So I'll just give you a typical scenario. You know, you wake up in the morning, you're at work all day, everything seems to be going fine. Or maybe, you know, it hits about 2 o'clock, you're doing something, all of a sudden you get this sharp pain in your body, and you go, wow, where'd that come from, you know? Well, that's an attack. You got hit. Or maybe you're fine for the whole day, start to watch TV, and all of a sudden you get your arch, you know, on one of your feet starts to, you know, give you problems. You know, they start tightening the muscles up on you, and you're going through a Charlie horse scenario someplace. That's being attacked. Maybe you get pinpricks on your body. Maybe all of a sudden your body does a quick jerk. You know, all these things are alien attacks. Remember, your body's fine. And it's only having these responses because something is interfering with you, taking away your life force energy. Maybe that quick pain that you had was a hypodermic needle someplace, you know. And you felt it down here, and they're taking away a blood sample or something. So that's sort of what happens. You know, maybe you're trying to lift something, and all of a sudden your arm starts to hurt, or you pull a muscle, which really shouldn't have happened. Well, that's another attack. So anyway, I think everybody can relate to this here. You know, pinpricks, so that's another one. You know, and just watch a baby. You know, watch, you know, a mother holding their child, and all of a sudden the baby starts to jump around with its arms and legs and everything else, crying, and that's what it is. So back to you, Kathy.
Again, so if you felt something release, and you have some questions, too, about the alien, eliminating alien attack clearing, please do write to Ron here at the show, clsquestions@bbsradio.com, or send it anonymously through the Fast Chat feedback form. Anytime during the show or after the show, because maybe you notice it later. Or maybe you notice something else, because he might do some more clearings. Okay, Ron, so the next letter is about an alien tree trim. And one of the listeners wrote saying that they made a mistake of telling a tree service couple that they liked their trees and their family, and they were only cutting them down if necessary. Then she writes, well, the aliens must have heard me because now she has a parasite killing off her large and small pine trees. So she wants to know if she should put her address in the eliminating alien attack clearing, add white pine, red pine, etc., you know, describing the trees.
Yeah, I would do that, yeah.
Okay, she also wants to know if she should do option 4, which is a parasitic life form removal, like what you just did for a sample for us, such as root parasites and tree parasites.
Yeah, I would give it a shot, yeah. Uh-huh. Because, remember, we got clearings on there. You might as well take advantage of them. So just go ahead, you know. And if it's on a tree, you can run them all at one time.
Okay, great.
Put up different windows.
Oh, good idea, yeah. Okay, so I know this person's a long-time listener, and she knows what you're talking about, putting up different windows. But does she have to buy the clearing in the tree's name, or can it be in her name?
If she have, do it in her name, in your name, and then from there you can do the tree whenever you choose to. Because pets and animals, you know, are free, and so would trees.
Oh,
as long
nice.
As you buy
okay.
it once yourself, then you can do it for other things, but you can't do it for other people. And you need to honor, you know, yourself. If you get a 30-month clearing or something, or 30-day clearing, mm-hmm. you know, you need to, you know, keep, you know, honor that. But if something happens in the future, and if you don't have a special code sent to you, because some of the clearings are the honor system in a sense, the earlier clearings. So if it's not, you know, coded with a special code, then you can go in and do it for your animal pets and also, you know, maybe trees and plants and things. So back to you.
Yeah, okay. So she can just, anyone who wants to clear animals, pets, trees, bushes, like you said, any life form other than another human, they can just buy in their name and proceed. Okay, so she also wanted to know if she was cursed by that tree trimming couple because she did not use their service. So now, because she's losing many trees, small and large ones.
A dark side practitioner, clearing, you know, since you know who they are.
Yeah. Well, it's really definitely a thought because it seems like a coincidence that that would happen to long-standing trees. Okay. Next question is about what's bugging me. Is there an off-planet base where biting bugs are coming from? The ones that want your blood and they send the bugs to do the job?
I can't say yes or no on that one because I really don't know.
Well, she woke up today
from someplace, you know.
She must have been on the old Earth, she said, with an alien attack, a tick biting her arm. So she's running timeline crashes on that, the emergency healing that you have on your website, which is a free one, and the alien eliminating alien attack clearing. She's run the natal barcode removal on the bite and the entity attachment, plus the mind-to-heart drop. She's doing the mind-to-heart drop to stay calm. Wow. And then she charged skin misting water, and she put it on the bite and sting to help with the trauma, and she says, this is wonderful. It helps so much.
That's great. Yes, wonderful.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's a good question because, you know, you do have the bites and stings clearing, and I guess that's why you created it because, well, you know, this is time of the year when the bites and stings come. But she says that the reaction to this bite was different than usual, more painful and itchy. So she needs to run additional timeline crashes for this. Some suggestions she had for herself was worry, anxiety, anger that this happened, pain and trauma. She went on your Thursday night cloned removal release call, and she's done the skin auric field clearing as well. And she's going to buy the bite and sting clearing. She says, wow, one tiny little bug can put you back into the loop of the old Earth. But she wanted to run this by you because she thinks that the aliens want us to go running to their doctors, and she doesn't trust her instincts on this one. Yeah, I think we can all relate to that.
Yep, that's probably correct. So let me see if I can do a clearing for the bison stings here, since it's still kind of surfacing possibly. So here we go. So if anybody else has something going on, or maybe a cut or something, some type of infection problem, something that's bugging you, here we go. So releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'm going to start pulling this poison out of you right now. So I'm going to count to 10 again as this poison starts to get released from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. That should be released. So we'll just see if that helps everybody there. So back to you.
Oh, that was really great, Ron. I'm sure we can all recall a time when we've been stung or bitten. Okay, so back to the inbox and listener responses to calls, conference calls, or some of the sample healings. First message to you. After yesterday's conference call, which was the clone removal conference call that you have on Thursday, someone had yawned for the better part of about 2 hours, and they're working to clear as much density as possible. And also, they had listened to 2 archive calls on entity clearings and working on those too. So they yawned and felt that, you know, that they were going to have to work some more on it because that was working. So thank you for that testimony. And now a reaction to when you cleared out the twos earlier in the show. Someone wrote in saying that they were at a grocery store and they got their bill. It was $22.22. And they're saying, yes, they're still chasing me with numbers. So I hope that healing you did really helped.
Yeah, we'll hope, yes.
Stop that habit. Okay, so now we can move on to that. We got some really great testimonies, Ron, of recent conference calls and experiences that people have had. And this one I'm going to read now is a little long, but it comes from a listener in South Africa who I can just tell she's very grateful here. But she says that she really wants to thank you for the conference calls, the healings on the website, BBS Radio and Contact Talk Radio archives. And she really likes the excellent command heart, mind-to-heart drop she's done for years now. And she says she's found that when she's under attack, she does the mind-to-heart drop for peace. And she lists a bunch of things that cause us to come out of a peace state. You know, it's a lot of technology that she lists here and people. So, you know, these are all things we've talked about. And, you know, everything she writes here, just to make a long list short, I totally agree with. She's got a very thorough list here, Ron. I'll forward this email to you. If she hasn't already sent it. But she does say that when all this stuff happens, she does the mind-to-heart drop instantaneously, and all the buzzing stops at once. Pins seem to be retracted. She senses that action, and she says stabbing stops, all those sensations. She says, I do the mind-to-heart drop even before I answer a phone call or electronic communication or writing emails and letters. She writes, my heart and spirit know best how to communicate with others. So that's a nice letter for you, Ron.
Great. Wonderful.
Another testimony. Someone on the clearing call on Tuesday, which is the decording, energetic cord release, you had asked people to tell them your reactions. So this one kind of sums up the testimonies you got. She kind of writes that she feels, I'll just make it short, heavy and dizzy and uncoordinated with minor accidents. You mentioned on the clearing call to let you know of these types of symptoms. So I think the heaviness might be because she was uncorded. What do you say, Ron?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably correct.
Well, she wants to know if she's all right. Is she uncorded? Is she?
Yeah, it looks okay. From what she's talking about, yes. And then also, you know, I need people to send me, you know, information if the earth is out of whack. I had a work on it last night. It was not a whole lot out, but maybe half a degree. And my time, I'll say probably about 10:30 at night Pacific time. So again, what happens is you start feeling internal pressure, and your body doesn't like it, so that can transfer into you being a little upset, maybe, you know, just not feeling right, thinking maybe like, you know, you know, something's wrong with you, or you know, what did you do? What did you think? And it's just the earth being out. So that got corrected, and everything right now seems to be okay. I just checked as I'm talking here. So if you do feel out of sorts a little bit, definitely send me an email so I can check it out. And that's because if it gets too far out, it's not good, because remember, the energies, you have the new earth energy, which you should be on, but most people cannot hold the resonance that long. So that means that you're on the old earth. And the old earth is where they're doing all this stuff. So all of a sudden you could find yourself getting very, very upset for something, you know, being angry for no reason or whatever, or, you know, having a bad hair day. It's only because the earth is out of balance and you don't know how else to cope with it except to be emotional. So you need to contact me on an email if you feel anything. So just put in the subject box, you know, maybe earth problem or something like that. You know, just very simple. So I can look at it and maybe just give me a little one or two sentence thing of, you know, how you're feeling, you know, and also where you are, maybe what state you're in typically and what the time is when you're feeling that. So back to you. I guess what they're trying to do, hypothetically, let's just say that, everybody listening, you're having a bad hair day, okay? And I don't catch this whatsoever. And so the earth goes from 1% to 2% to 3%, maybe in like 4 or 5 hours. And within about 3 days now, it's 10% off. And all of a sudden, you know, they could come in and take all of you. Because if it's too far out of alignment, you have no way to hang on. And the GPS location is changing. And so your body's probably suffering because your GPS location where you normally would be, you know, in your connection of your physical body, it's being broken. So I think the most that I've had it off may have been, I think, 8% in the past. But if it starts going beyond that, and if I don't catch it, you know, it could be curtains, you know, for everybody here. So you need to be, you know, on your toes and let me know what's happening. So back to you.
Well, I hope everyone was listening to that, because you did catch it last week, too, it seems to me, Ron. And so to write to Ron, write creationlightship@yahoo.com. Don't write to the radio show here, because this doesn't go directly to Ron. creationlightship@yahoo.com. And as Ron said, if you feel weird, maybe the earth is weird, you know, and let him know where you are and the time. So
just to reiterate that, I do not look at anything that is sent to the radio show, okay? That's strictly for the co-host, and then they read and sort out what questions would be good on what show, and if what you're, you know, talking about is going to be appropriate for, you know, the shows that we're having. Sometimes we may hold an email for a couple weeks or even a month or so until we get more to gather with the same topic. Okay. But that's all up to the radio host. So, but I don't even see any of those. And so that's, it's less of a, it works out perfect. So I'm not connected to those energies. Just the hosts are, and they do a very good job of sorting out what goes where and how to integrate the emails for what show. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron, and that's why it's best to write to Ron direct on what he's considering this an urgent matter. If the Earth is out of balance. Okay,
yeah,
everyone.
It's not that urgent for me because, I'm living on both places, so I can just go to the new Earth, and it's wonderful. It's more urgent for you, everybody listening. So you guys need to have vigilance there and let me know. And if you hear somebody talking about something that was goofy for them, or maybe you're at lunch and you're hearing people say, man, today's a crazy day, and you don't even feel it. Well, if they think it's crazy, there's something going on. So you want to say, Ron, some people said this is a crazy day. Can you check it out, please? Maybe the Earth is out of balance. So back to you.
That's clear, Ron. We don't want the consequences if we don't say something. All right. So another testimony, which is from a little bit long. But it's about the Saturday and Sunday intensive calls, and this person really describes what they were feeling, and goes into a little bit of detail. Looks like they've been on a lot of the calls, and because you had you had two calls this. We're going to have two calls this month, but they were on the intensives as well. So. What she writes is gratitude and appreciation. Appreciate you being here for our ascension process. Thank you for removing the hydraulic hoses from my body and the nanotechnology robotic implants from my eyes. I used to have a tiny black square in my vision in my right eye, which is no more. Maybe it was an alien camera. Who knows what they implanted? She writes on, goes on to say, many pins were removed during the second hour of last Sunday's call. I felt most of them being removed by you and can report back when you remove the pins from the top of my head. The pins had jumped from my heart and left side of my ribs. The pins removed from the back of my head was felt and pulled from my left calf muscle and the base of my left foot. The pins removed from my forehead and brain were felt at the base of my neck on the left shoulder. Pins removed from my neck were felt in my left ankle and left ear. Pins removed from my jaw resulted in no more numbness in my left cheek. I'm so grateful to Ron and Creation Lightship to give me guidance and help. Appreciate the shows and the co-hosts and the archives on BBS Radio and Contact Talk Radio, which are brilliant, and the explanations are simply magnificent. So this person really had... notice the removal of blockages, pins, and hoses, Ron, and even critters and alien energies. And this is a very nice letter, so I'll forward this on to you if they haven't already sent it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Ron, so on Wednesday a week ago, you and Michelle discussed the best way to receive healings. Now, this person really is tuned in, but also couldn't the rest of us feel... If we cared to describe it and really pay attention, feel some of this removal too. It's a good thing to know these things, to be able to feel the energy being released, and you feel so much better afterwards. So you and Michelle discussed that the best way to feel that and just is to relax and not think about it, because the spirit in the box is healing, you said, is not something you want to think about or look at, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
So what Ron advises is that if we want to feel what's happening and we really want to have a quicker integration with our spirit, it will happen more if we're still. If we're not driving, running around, doing dishes, housekeeping, this is one of those where maybe you feel energetic, but you don't want to interfere with yourself by being busy. Take advantage of a chance to relax from one for about 3 hours, Ron, and let it happen. Sounds good to me.
Yep. Yeah. You don't want to push the energy, you know, or once the energy comes in, unless I ask you to, you know, get a location or something. You know, the spirit in the box is a completely different type of clearing, but for most things in general, you know, if I tell you to find a location that you need it, then you know, do something, because that's basically needed in order to have the energy go to someplace on your body.
Okay, and I again want to mention that the spirit in the box is a special healing call on Saturday, June 30th. And for those of you who live in rural areas where you don't receive Wi-Fi on a day-to-day basis, this way you can know about it and plan ahead so you can purchase it earlier and get your phone number and your PIN code, which you should get in two separate emails. You should get a receipt in one email and the phone number in another one, which is a confirmation. You can buy it the sooner the better, if you live in one of those rural areas especially. So we have a report back on the octopus clearings you did a few minutes ago, Ron. Someone wrote that they really felt a release in their chest and around their heart. They're breathing easier, too. That's great. And I kind of felt that myself.
Yeah. I'll do one more tentacle number 4. And that's about the same location, maybe just slightly lower. But it may be the same effect for you. So here we go. I'm going to start taking out this octopus tentacle here. And I got a hold of it here, and it's going to start releasing it. Getting the suction cups off you. Remember, some of these things are, you know, up to 20 feet in length. I think the smallest ones that I've seen are probably 5 to 6 feet, and some go up to like 50. So remember, just look up in the clouds, and when you see alien critters up there or gigantic faces, you can realize that, yeah, these things are not, you know, human size. They're gigantic, and they're energetic. So here we go. This one's coming off now. Yeah, there's problems here. Boy, this one's pretty strong. There we go. Just got released there. Okay. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, when you described how big they are, no wonder we feel such a gigantic release. If you're taking up some space.
Yeah, they got a lot of physical weight, too, that can, you know, pull yourself down, you know.
I guess I had a few because I'm really feeling that. So you'll do the spirit integration is automatically done, correct, Ron?
Yes, it is, yeah. And there's no need to do a transfer into the new earth transport clearing. It's automatically done when I do things live with people.
Terrific. Okay, next question. And it's 55 after, so this might be our last. Okay, so it's about the natal barcode removal clearing. And this person's been robbed a number of times. And they're using the natal barcode removal for it. And they want to know exactly how to word it. He's suggesting that he had his thing stolen. Would that be effective?
Yeah, it's, you know, it would be in your NATO barcode, you know, probably with your age. So, yeah, you could say that. You do want to definitely do the timelines when the stuff was stolen. You know, if you know maybe, you know, a certain window of time or the day anyway. So, yeah, you know, do that also. And you may want to, like I said, do the cell family clearing. Maybe one of your cell family's people set you up for that, you know. So now you're dealing with stolen stuff that, because they were too afraid or in fear or whatever of doing it, so you volunteered to be the guinea pig, you know. So.
Okay, so the nail barcode removal's okay with I had my things stolen or my son's things stolen. Should she buy it in her son's name if it's for her son?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, I just want to clarify. And so that would make it more effective. Okay, so then you also suggested the timeline crash that event with the date. And also you suggested she use the Soul Family Disconnect Healing, and that would also be purchased in her, all those would be purchased in her son's name, correct?
That is correct, yeah. It has nothing to do with you, because you might be taking responsibility for it, because maybe you purchased whatever got stolen, but it's dealing with your son, not you. So... you know, your son is the one that needs to have the clearings done for him. If you're having troubles, then you'd probably want to do maybe an anxiety clearing, fear clearing, or trauma if it's affecting you. But for your son, you know, whatever he's going through, he may want to have the same thing too. I don't know. But, you know, all those clearings would be kind of useful. But you do want to get off of the timeline that happened on, because those are copy and pasted. So if there is a situation going on like every week where something gets stolen, that could also be that reoccurring event barcode. But, you know, you do want to get off the timelines, because the aliens copy and paste each timeline. So you could be just dealing with the copy and paste energy. So I guess we're getting close to...
Yes.
That time here. Do you have anything to add, Kathy?
Just one more comment from someone who says that they're enjoying spending their time on the new earth. They've been practicing dropping their thoughts into their heart before they make decisions. And they find out that works great. Good. Thank you, everyone, for your taking the time to write to Ron and participating in the radio shows for the reactions. And we'll have another show tomorrow, Saturday, on BBS Station 2, same time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And the emails that we didn't get to during the week or today can be read then by the next co-host on tomorrow's show. So, Ron, back to you for any last healings or comments that you may have.
Yeah, I'll do one for the octopus tentacle suction cups that are attached to your face. So we're looking at eyes, nose, cheeks, and mouth. Remember, they got to attach to you. So whatever's there, we'll see if we can get that released from that one tentacle. Remember, these tentacles could be a foot in diameter, okay? So here we go, releasing... the way it looks, probably about a dozen suction cups. So here we go. I'll count to 50 to release them and just see how you feel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Okay, everybody. We'll see how you're doing there. Send us an email on the suction cups, and we'll do the mind of heart drop. So here's what you do. You want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and keep me real. Excuse me, and make me real, not keep you. and make me real, because everything's in the now. So here we go. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wonderful. So thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And by all means, thank all you listeners. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you later. Blessings.